Time for Focus on Technology on Cincinnati Edition. A certain kind of salamander has the amazing ability of being able to regenerate almost all of its body parts. Some wonder if this can be translated to humans. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
Inside the lab, run by Panayotis Chonis, newts in petri dishes swim around.
These guys are the newts here. They live in the water and outside.
They're kind of small.
Yeah, they could be bigger.
So how would you describe them for radio?
What do you mean?
What do they look like?
Well, they look like lizards, but they live in the water. And also, the lizards don't regenerate anything.
The University of Dayton director of the Center for Tissue Regeneration and Engineering is on a quest to find out what makes newts tick. They can remake almost any body part, and it's unclear why.
They regenerate the limbs, the tail with the spinal cord, the eye, parts of the eye, retina and lens, the iris, the brain, the heart, the jaw, you name it.
So, in all your studying of newts, why do you think they have the ability to regenerate? What's their lifestyle like that they need to regenerate so much?
Well, that's a $1 million question,
I know, even more than that.
But
I know
you're not a news, but. Yeah. The why, we don't know. The how, we don't know. But the bottom line is they do.
Not surprisingly, the newt is Chonis's favorite animal. He's been studying it for more than 32 years. Right now, he's focused on lens regeneration with a huge grant from the National Institutes of Health. He and his wife, Katia Del Rio Chonis, a biologist at Miami University, have made a lot of progress. 8 years ago, they forced the lower iris to regenerate a lens where it never had before. It's always been the upper iris that can do it. A typical day in the lab would be surgery on the newt, collection of tissue, and experiments including the extraction of RNA. Chonis and his graduate students removed the eye from some newts and the lens from others. In about 4 days, the cells grow and divide. 8 days later, the cells change and make a lens. Then his staff transfers the new lens to the newts without one in the lab. Regeneration is widespread in all species. It's just that they do it in a different way.
The mammals do not, it seems like, do not have very good regenerative capabilities because most likely they don't need them, even though this might sound strange. We do also repair a lot of tissues during our lives. Somehow the newts retained these regenerative capabilities. We don't know the mechanism. We would love to know.
Chonis and researchers in Germany have successfully mapped more than 36,000 genes of the newt to see how they are expressed during regeneration. He says some genes are specifically for regeneration and some genes are not. This could lay the groundwork to figure out if salamanders use genes unique to them for regeneration. Chonis says if he removed a human lens, he could reproduce it in a petri dish, but it wouldn't be the right size and it wouldn't work right after it was transplanted.
Putting in a petri dish makes miraculously a lens. No. Also a lens the size you wanted. I can make you a little tiny lens. It's not going to help you. But what I'm trying to tell you here is that the potential is there. We just need to figure out the way to do it in vivo. It could be a combination of everything.
In vivo means in the body. Graduate student Konstantinos Sasonis wonders how far off this will be.
I believe that with the new technologies that are coming up and the more we know in the newts or in other animals that regenerate, we might be able to regenerate sooner than we think. I guess.
His professor says the ultimate goal would be to regenerate organs as a life-saving mechanism. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.